Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. We are the Fanatic Organics, and that's what we are. And at Alive and Well, you get the most incredible array of unique products that are organic herbs and nutrients and proteins, all kinds of combinations, singular, together, every way, beautifully organic, beautifully wonderful, terrific prices. And Alive and Well is there hand in hand with our best buddy, the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. We're talking broad spectrum broth, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you like wild fish, or you like organic chicken, organic meats. Whatever your choices, they are there for you in the spectacular array of multiple dishes at Alive and Well. Beautiful soups, beautiful combinations, beautiful salads, beautiful cooked vegetables. And all the vegetables are organic and everything else is organic, too. And we're so grateful every day for the local organic Maui farmers. We get those organic vegetables and delivered to us. And also, we have a high concentration juicer. So all of those wonderful vegetables and fruits are highly concentrated in juices only put in glass, okay? And also those vegetables and are incorporated into all of the different dishes. They're wonderful that way.
And all the juices are organic.
That's right. Okay. 100% guaranteed. No crap, no poisons, none of those things are there. And when we're talking about elimination of poisons at the fundamental level, can you talk about the vortex power?
Can I talk about vortex?
Can you talk about vortex?
Can I talk about
vortex? I have a feeling
vortex.
That you can talk about vortex.
Listen.
I go back to my background. We could always talk about anything.
I'm spinning in place here.
You're
I'm
spinning.
Such a vortex here.
Yes. Okay. Your feet don't spin, but the rest of you do. I've got to get him spinning.
My head
okay.
Spins.
You're
regularly.
Spinning. All
okay.
Right.
Here we go, kids.
Okay.
Let me clear my throat.
Oh,
because I got some important stuff
bit.
Here
sing
about
bit,
water.
Sing. Okay.
This is it.
That's right.
How about ultraviolet light? When's the last time you stood under ultraviolet light and purified whatever? Well, how about activated carbon filtering? When was the last time you had carbon filtering? Never, unless you're drinking Vortex water. How about the Vortex chamber? Aha, the Vortex chamber. We're talking about the first stage of purification is the Vortex Chamber, a stainless steel tool designed to copy the million-year-old system from nature, just like a mountain stream that breaks down molecules by passing over the rocks. It purifies and structures the water, the Vortex Chamber does. The Vortex Chamber acts in the same organic manner, creating millions of tiny cylindrical tunnels in the water to break down the molecules. When's the last time you broke a molecule? You couldn't even remember. Well, when they break down the molecules, it makes the water easier to absorb by transporting nutrients into our cells while removing the toxins. Isn't that a beautiful
thing? It's amazing. And a vast amount of oxygen and hydrogen. All that oxygen, too. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
There it is.
There, you know,
that's Vortex water. Every sip you take at
right.
Alive and Well is Vortex. Well, you're getting water at the juice bar, or you're getting water with your half gallon or gallon or 5 gallon or 10 gallon water container. Bring it in. Vortex that water. You will enjoy the different flavor. The lightness of the water is incredible.
And here's
the
a
refreshing.
Very, yes.
The refreshing aspect is remarkable.
And again, I want you to remember, this is an important statement that you can remember. This is very famous. In 1938, this doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg.
Who ever heard of Dr. Otto Warburg?
Okay, now listen to it now. If you haven't heard it before, you're learning it now. He won the Nobel Prize in Medicine, highest award that there can be for any doctor or any medical achievement, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, Hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise, and these two parameters are hugely and positively supported in Vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH of the water is 7.8, high hydrogen levels. So you're getting an amazing experience, all right? The neutralization of free radicals, regeneration of the body, and structure to the body, detoxification, cell availability, amazing. All of those wonderful things you're taking in, and you can even tell because the taste, a world of difference in that taste, and then the purity and the way you feel after you take it, incredible.
It's been energizing and detoxifies, and it tastes great, and it saves energy, and it boosts your strength and your effectiveness. It's and what talk about the immunity? It helps to neutralize the toxic effects of every other aspect of life in this day and age.
Absolutely, but again, one of the main things proven that not even a disease or even cancer can arise in a high oxygen milieu. That's wonderful, and getting Nobel Prize in medicine. Almost 100 years ago? Good grief. Here we go. Let's start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area. But we love to and are thrilled and feel humble and wondrously happy to be able to report to you what holistically minded or even non-holistically minded medical doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. And we're sharing that information with you. We're sharing information with you. All right? This is not us. It is sharing information. And this was the news this week. You turn on the TV and you got the news stations. Here comes it. They said the top TV news, they said, the EPA, Environment Protection Agency, administrator, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, was working with Kennedy, okay, JFK Jr.,
right.
Okay, the United States Health and Human Services Secretary. They said, we have to be getting rid of microplastics because they're proliferating, found in people's brains. They are poisoning and found in people's brains. The pharmaceutical drugs are found there and poisonous, they said, contaminants, and we have to get rid of these contaminants. Stop eating the garbage. Stop eating the poisons. Stop taking them. Stop. Make sure what you take is organically raised or it's loaded with those chemicals, microplastics, all of that, and pharmaceutical drugs and poisonous contaminants.
And if you're using plastic spoons or knives or forks, what happens every time you put one of those suckers in your mouth?
So all
you're
of
getting
that.
Microplastics.
Okay, but it's all of those.
Do you use plastic wrap? Do you use to protect your food that you put in the refrigerator? Do you use a plastic covering? Does the food come in contact with the plastic covering? Where does that end up? In your brain, in your eyes, in your liver.
But also
that's
the contaminants.
That's what they're talking about when they say get rid of microplastics.
Microplastics.
That's immediate, okay? Eat only organic vegetables.
Exactly.
Organic fruits. Fresh. Don't depend on a food processor to give you pure food.
No.
They don't. The name of the game is sell, sell, sell. What the name of the health is health, health, health. No microplastics.
Right. And they were also saying that not only the microplastics, but the pharmaceutical drugs and poisonous contaminants are found in the even in brain tissue. Now, here again, this is again. All right. And we're reporting this exactly as it was. And this just happened. People with a common heart rhythm disorder have a tripled, that's 300% risk of heart failure, even if they aren't showing any symptoms, a new medical study says. Patients whose silent atrial fibrillation was caught during a health screening had nearly 320%, 3.2 times higher odds of suffering from heart failure, medical researchers reported at a meeting of the capitalized European Heart Rhythm Association.
Now, these are silent atrial fibrillation.
That's right. That's right. Was caught, health screening, 322% times higher odds of suffering from heart failure. That's pre-death. And here it is. Stroke, they're what the doctors are saying. Cardiologists, they're talking about here. And one there was that one of them that was speaking was a lead researcher, Dr. Sato, a cardiologist, and at Danderyd Hospital in Stockholm, Sweden, said in a news release, stroke. Now, they say they define that atrial fibrillation as a condition in which the upper chambers of the heart quiver during a heartbeat. Stroke is the most serious concern among people with atrial fibrillation. Blood can pool and clot in the quivering upper chambers, the atria. And if such a clot moves out of the heart and reaches the brain, it causes a stroke. But atrial fibrillation, say the doctors, is also associated with heart failure, a condition in which the heart can't pump blood well enough to meet any of the needs of the body, the medical researchers said. And they went on to conclude, goes on and on. Overall, people diagnosed with atrial fibrillation were 320%, 3.2 times, more likely to develop heart failure compared to those without the heart rhythm disorder. Okay?
Okay.
And I wanted you to talk about the main thing. All right. The main thing of those top nutrients that are proven to stabilize heart rhythm, the cardio CoQ10, the DHA and EPA, natural vitamin E, acetyl L-carnitine, and taurine.
And taurine.
Go ahead.
Leave us not forgive taurine.
Never forget taurine.
Okay. Well, Mona just mentioned the highlight nutrients, which have been shown to reduce atrial fibrillation. Any irregular heart beating whatsoever. The normal function of the heart is dependent upon what? Nutrients.
That's right.
Why do you eat food? Because your body is dependent upon nutrients. Is your body dependent upon foreign chemicals? No. Is your body dependent upon coloring agents? No. Is your health, heart, brain, every cell in your body dependent upon good, solid nutrition? Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes. Do you get good, solid nutrition from the food selection available in the marketplace? No.
No.
So what are you going to do? Well, if you want to eat a lunch or a snack, come to Alive and Well.
That's right.
Everything is organic.
No, we ban the chemicals from getting into that place, and it never will happen.
And you will get fresh vegetables prepared
organic
at Alive and Well.
Beautiful, magnificent.
You will get fresh fruit prepared at
and
Alive
and farmed
Well.
Fish, it's the wild.
You will get fresh meat provided
organically raised
at Alive and Well.
And
you'll get fresh
chickens.
Wild fish
right.
If you eat at Alive and
all
Well.
All of that.
All because we don't believe in the chemicals.
That's right.
We don't believe the chemical company.
No poison.
We don't believe the food processors. They're processing food as though it was a shoelace.
That's right. You have to believe what your daddy said to us when we were young and took one cigarette right after we were recently married. And we said, oh, it's just a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. He says, what are you doing? A little bit. He says, there's no such thing as a little bit of poison. Thank you, Harry. Thank you, Harry Jones. You're right. No such thing as a little bit. But now we got a load of poison out there.
What do you do with a load of poison? You don't eat it.
You don't eat it. You don't touch it.
You don't put it in your mouth. What do? You go to Alive and Well and have a delicious lunch.
That's right.
Or a snack.
And take it home. Or have it, you know, or have when you have your loved ones at your home and have people, or maybe having a party. Have all of that. You can call our number there. We'll have it ready for you. 808-877-4950. Take a few minutes and it'll be ready for you whenever you
want to
choose.
You can have a freshly made vegetable juice or a fruit juice
right.
Without the chemicals.
And high concentration. Okay.
Super nutrition. That's what you get at Alive and Well.
And you know, okay. This is huge news. All this news has just recently come out. It's incredible. New anti-amyloid drugs.
Before you go into that, let me mention again.
Okay.
The nutrients.
Go right ahead.
You want to stop atrial fibrillation? You want to build a healthy muscle in your chest? It's called a heart.
Yes.
You want to do that? You want to follow the advice of holistic physicians, holistic cardiologists, doctors who study nutrition and how to build health, not to reduce a symptom with a drug, but to build health, restore function as you were created. You take Cardio Q10.
Bravo. The highest absorption and the purest and the most natural.
At Alive and Well. You get the DHA and the EPA from where? From fish oil.
High concentration, utter purity, certified free of any toxin from the sea.
You take vitamin E. Vitamin E is remarkable. It's been kind of blown over the past 20 or 30 years.
You applaud your children and your grandchildren because it wouldn't have been there if your wife hadn't taken the natural vitamin E many when she was only 22 because they had a huge tumor. They said had to come out and the uterus. Vitamin E saved me.
And the Shute brothers from God knows
from Canada.
50 years ago,
That's
60 right. years ago,
Learned
80 years ago.
Learned about that vitamin, natural vitamin E, not the synthetic.
And acetyl L-carnitine. What does that do? Let's talk about acetyl L-carnitine.
We're going to get into that. We're going to get into
Let's
that.
Let's talk we about acetyl L-carnitine.
Yes, we have a lot to do with
and acetyl L-carnitine restores the mitochondrial strength of every cell in your body.
It's amazing.
Wait a minute. Let's go back. A cell is invisible. You cannot see a human cell, whatever part of your anatomy. But a heart cell is invisible. But within that invisible piece of poof called a cell.
Ken, we're going to be doing
may
a
I
lot
say,
of you
let me
right
finish
ahead.
This?
Okay. Right ahead.
When that invisible piece of magic called a cell. There are, in a heart muscle cell, there are 5,000 invisible mitochondria. Invisible cell, invisible mitochondria. And what do those mitochondria do? Well, they're really, in my opinion, they're misnamed. They should be called mighty. Chondria.
That's right, mitochondria.
Because the mitochondria, the mitochondria, create energy for the one invisible cell.
That's right.
So you amplify that one invisible cell energy with 5,000 of those invisible creators, energy creators in every invisible cell, and you have a heart muscle.
And everything else, right?
And that muscle pumps like a strong muscle. It pumps what? Blood and nutrients in every microscopic cell in the blood. And that blood goes to your brains and your eyes and your little toe and every cell in your body because the heart muscle is a muscle again. And it's acetyl L-carnitine and the taurine make a strong heart muscle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm just overwhelmed because this is all just came out major news. All right. And this major news also just came out. And it said right over here that the new anti-amyloid drugs approved to treat Alzheimer's disease have no clinically meaningful positive effects for patients. A major medical evidence review has concluded.
Can you say that one more time?
Yes, you have to hear this. New anti-amyloid drugs approved to treat Alzheimer's disease have no clinically meaningful positive effects for patients. A major medical evidence review has concluded. Drugs like Leqembi, lecanemab, Kisunla, donanemab, have little to no effect on patients' cognitive decline and dementia, according to results published by the Cochrane Medical Review. These drugs target amyloid beta, a protein that forms toxic clumps in the brains of people with Alzheimer's. And this is the quote from the neurologist and epidemiologist. Quote, unfortunately, the evidence shows that these drugs make no meaningful difference to patients, said the lead medical researcher, Dr. Francesco Nonina, a neurologist and epidemiologist at the Institute of Neurological Sciences, Bologna, in Italy. Quote, there is now a convincing body of evidence converging on the conclusion there is no clinically meaningful effect, he said in a news release. And then they talk about a review published by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Okay? researchers analyzed data from 17 medical clinical trials involving more than 20,000 participants, all looking at how anti-amyloid drugs affected people with mild cognitive impairment or mild dementia due to Alzheimer's. The drugs tested the effectiveness of, again, all of those medications, there were all kinds of names of them. And according to the review, researchers concluded that the absolute effects of the anti-amyloid drugs on cognitive decline and dementia were, quote, absent or trivial, quote, falling well below the standard for clinical effectiveness. Can you believe?
I can believe, because we've been aware of this for the past 65 years.
Yes.
But listen, the same function is provided in your brain cells as in your heart cells.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly right. And what they also have been showing is a nutrient. Can you read this and then give this to me? Read this here.
I can certainly read.
Okay. The antidepressant use.
From the medical research. Antidepressant use associated with higher risk of sudden cardiac death.
Say it again, Dan.
We're taking something from my brain. I'm going to die.
That's right. Repeat it, Dan, please.
Antidepressant use associated with higher risk of sudden cardiac death.
Death.
Okay.
Not just a little something, not just a death. Antidepressants cause death.
Antidepressant use significantly increases the risk of sudden cardiac death, with risk doubling after 6 or more years of use, according to the Danish medical research. Younger adults face an even higher risk, with those aged 30 to 39 showing 5 times greater likelihood of sudden death, cardiac death.
You got to see it. Yeah,
may I finish?
Yeah, I do, and I want to make sure we repeat that. That's for young people.
Younger adults face an even higher risk, with those aged 30 to 39 showing 5 times greater likelihood of sudden cardiac death after use of antidepressants.
500%, that's 5 times. Mm-hmm. 500% greater risk of sudden death in young people taking antidepressants.
Okay, more. Antidepressants disrupt heart rhythm by affecting ion channels, triggering fatal irregular heartbeat. What nutrients prevent What nutrients prevent irregular heartbeat?
The ones that you mentioned too, and the taurine, but we're focusing on a major one that has a tremendous effect on this, is acetyl L-carnitine. Which we're going to get
into. I was waiting for that.
Yes.
Okay. Research shows, I'm going to repeat that last statement. Antidepressant drugs disrupt heart rhythm by affecting ion channels, triggering fatal irregular heartbeat. Research shows antidepressants only benefit about 15% of patients beyond the placebo effect, primarily those with severe depression rather than general low mood. Okay? But the nutrients restore the heart function.
Yeah, and they go on to say that more people are taking antidepressants than ever before, often for years, sometimes for life. If you're one of them, this is again Dr. McCullough reporting this to MD. If you're one of them, you've likely been told they're safe, effective, and essential for your mental health. But there's a growing body of medical evidence proving that the use increases your risk of something far more dangerous than the symptoms you're trying to manage, sudden cardiac death. Sudden cardiac death, says the doctor, is a fast and fatal collapse that happens with no warning signs. It is more common in older adults. It's not limited to them. In younger adults, sudden cardiac death is usually tied to electrical malfunctions or a thickened heart muscle. Give this to you in a second. In older adults, it's most
electrical heart function. It interferes with the electrical impulse to beat, to continue function as a normal heart.
That's right. And we'll get this. In older adults, it's most often the result of narrowed arteries. Either way, the outcome is the same. A person collapses and dies within minutes, often with no time for intervention. However, the risk is shifting. Some of the shift appears to be tied to medications millions rely on every day. If you're taking antidepressants, says the doctor, this information could save your life. Because once you understand the risks that come with extended antidepressant use, you can start taking steps to protect your heart and improve your mental health at the same time.
And new research is presented at the 2025 European Heart Rhythm Association. The annual meeting examined how antidepressant medications are linked to fatal heart events. They had a whole convention about this, okay? For the study, researchers reviewed the death records of every adult aged 18 to 90 living in Denmark in 2010. Out of the 45,701 total deaths recorded, 6,002 were confirmed as sudden cardiac death. The researchers wanted to know, where were people taking antidepressants more likely to die this way? The answer is yes. And the longer they took the drugs, the higher their risk climbed. Researchers looked at antidepressant exposure over time. People were considered exposed to antidepressants if they had filled at least two prescriptions within 1 year at any point during the 12 years leading up to the study. The exposure was then divided into two categories, short-term, 1 to 5 years, and long-term, 6 or more years. And the risk increased the longer that people stayed on antidepressants. Compared to people who had never used these drugs, those on the antidepressants for 1 to 5 years had 56 higher risk of sudden cardiac death.
Amazing. Unbelievable. And you've got to hear, though, that there's an incredible answer here, that it's unbelievable. They had double risk dying, and again, what really also is so heartbreaking wasn't just a problem for older adults. 30 to 39, they were 3 times more likely to die from sudden cardiac death. If they had been using antidepressants for a longer time, their risk jumped to 5 times higher, 500% higher than unexposed. The risk doubled even for people 50 to 59, and risk levels were lower but still elevated in people over 70. They 83% increased risk of sudden cardiac death. It goes on and on and on. So let's talk about the remedy, proven remedies, okay? And, you know, they do a bit of discussion before they leave this topic. They say here that, and this is the doctor's reporting, okay, heart rhythm disruption is likely a mechanism of action. Many antidepressants, especially selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, and tricyclic antidepressants, affect ion channels in the heart. And these control how electrical impulses flow, which tells your heart when to beat.
Can you repeat that thing?
Okay. These antidepressants, especially selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, and tricyclic antidepressants, TCAs, affect ion channels in the heart. These ion channels control how electrical impulses flow, which tells your heart when to beat. When these signals are disturbed, your heart slips into an abnormal rhythm known as arrhythmia. And many arrhythmias lead to sudden death if not corrected within minutes, okay? And they go on, and two-thirds of people, you know, increase. There's many more. They say here, this is the doctor's reporting, that they have increased risk of type 2 diabetes, dementia, and suicide, worse than the symptoms they started with.
Can we talk about how to stop the arrhythmias?
Then we're going right here, right now. And this is a big time medical report, big time medical report, all about acetyl L-carnitine, leader in Europe and many places where they are or, and they all report medical research, the acetyl form, which clashes the blood-brain barrier, the heart barrier, does a zillion effects, a zillion benefits, but you have to hear this one.
But wait. Acetyl L-carnitine is food sourced.
That's right.
Acetyl L-sourced. L-carnitine
yes.
is an amino acid.
That's right.
Amino acid.
But it more readily passes the blood-brain barrier, the
yes.
heart barrier to make everything work.
But acetyl L-carnitine is part of what makes a good muscle. What makes a good muscle? A lot of good nutrients.
Okay.
And the protein amino acids are a major part of creating muscle.
Okay.
Acetyl L-carnitine is an amino acid which strengthens the heart muscle.
That's exactly right. And it goes into that. It then improves muscle mass. It increases muscle mass and strength. It has many different things. But one of the things specifically that the doctors are reporting on and how it treats neurodegenerative diseases. And it shows that Alzheimer's patients taking acetyl L-carnitine showed significantly less mental deterioration. Medical studies. And then they say here, now you have to hear this. You must listen. Antidepressant effects. Medical studies using acetyl L-carnitine, a short version of that is Alcar supplements, regulates neurotransmitters, helps the brain adapt and reorganize itself. Also known as neuroplasticity. A medical review of treating adults with depressive symptoms found that acetyl L-carnitine significantly reduced depressive symptoms versus anything else and showed similar effectiveness compared to established antidepressants. It was noted that the antidepressant benefits of Alcar were long-lasting and quicker to act than any other classic treatments. Acetyl L-carnitine was shown medically to have a quick-acting and long-lasting antidepressant effect. These findings show, and these are medical studies, that Alcar should be a new way to treat symptoms of depression. They go on to say here that Alcar treats depression.
Let's say acetyl L-carnitine.
Acetyl L-carnitine.
Alcar is a confusing term.
Yeah, you're right. Acetyl L-carnitine treats depression, and it starts working within 2 to 3 days. And the medical studies showed that the perfect safety for elderly patients also found that it's taken without any side effects. For any level, acetyl L-carnitine supplementation, aged 70 plus, also medical studies, reduced both mental and physical fatigue. Studies, it goes on and on and on and on about all the benefits, and it increases muscle mass, like you said, Dennis, increases muscle mass and strength.
That's where it is so effective for the heart muscle.
That's exactly right.
It helps to create a stronger muscle, not just in your heart, but your biceps, your triceps, your back. Wherever you have a muscle, acetyl L-carnitine helps to strengthen the integrity and the function of that muscle. In the cardiovascular system, there's a heart, and the acetyl L-carnitine helps to strengthen the mitochondria, as I mentioned before. The mitochondria, the little invisible little pieces of poof, mitochondria become stronger, and they create a stronger cell, and a stronger cell contributes to a stronger muscle. All the muscles are made of cells. The mitochondria strengthens every cell in your heart and your legs and your arms and everywhere else.
And they go on to define that L-carnitine does not do it. It has to be the acetyl L-carnitine. Medical studies comparing these effects found the acetyl L-carnitine was far more effective at decreasing oxidative damage and a much better supplement than L-carnitine. Medical studies. And it goes on, is it a nootropic? N-O-O-T-R-O-P-I-C. Nootropic. Mm-hmm. And it says nootropic is a substance that boosts your brain's performance. And acetyl L-carnitine improves your memory, mood, and brain function, and it should be classed as a nootropic, okay?
Let me repeat that again, honey, because it isn't just your heart muscle that acetyl-L-carnitine strengthens. It's your brain.
It's your brain.
And it's your arm and your leg and every muscle in your body. Acetyl-L-carnitine is the major, major mitochondrial rejuvenator.
That's right, and they often had to, remember years ago, learned about that the European doctors defining acetyl-L-carnitine, that it passes the blood-brain barrier to help the brain work, and the heart barrier to help the heart work better. And this is very interesting, because I didn't know this. Medical studies comparing the difference, acetyl-L-carnitine and androgen, that's male hormone therapies for male aging symptoms, showed that acetyl-L-carnitine was far more effective at treating erectile dysfunction. ED, they call it.
Right.
So this is great for guys, okay?
And for women.
That's okay. Well, erectile dysfunction and all of that. Well, as you know, some of those commercials say, and she'll like it too, but whatever. It's a thing is that, acetyl-L-carnitine has a multitudinous benefits. It's unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. And could you read this?
And these are available at Alive and Well.
Yes, we have the highest grade and the highest concentration and the best price. And could you read what Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, all right, writes?
Here we go.
Go right ahead.
Are you ready for this, folks? Hang on to your seat. Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD. Nerve pain is a common problem, says the doctor. Studies have shown that the natural compound acetyl-L-carnitine, an amino acid, stimulates healing of injured nerves and reduces nerve pain.
Very important. Say it again, Dan.
Where is the greatest concentration of your nerve? In your brain.
Right, but also what about the legs, the feet, the hands, pain, nerve
all
pain
over.
Everywhere. Say it again, Dan.
Nerve pain is a common problem, says the doctor. Studies show that natural compound acetyl-L-carnitine, the amino acid, stimulates healing of injured nerves and reduce nerve pain.
Amazing.
One way it does this is by triggering the production and release of neurotrophins. That promote nerve repair and healing. Where's the greatest concentration of neurotrophin? Pardon me. Where's the greatest concentration of neurotrophins? In your brain.
In your brain.
Acetyl-L-carnitine also activates a special type of glutamate receptor that dampens pain signals. Interestingly, says the doctor, when stimulated, this same glutamate receptor acts as a powerful antidepressant. More effective than antidepressant drugs.
With zero side effects.
Other studies show that acetyl-L-carnitine also stimulates the growth of brain cells.
Amen.
Which would benefit people suffering from a stroke or other types of brain injury or minor dementia.
Unbelievable.
Nerve problems occur with diabetes, says the doctor, and medical studies found that acetyl-L-carnitine corrects diabetic nerve damage. Nerve damage corrected.
That is absolutely...
Where do we get this? From nutrients.
Nutrients.
From drugs, from magical drugs, from the new long... Mulalabab, you can't even pronounce.
Right.
Well, the drugs are not the answer. The drugs do not create life.
They kill you. Look at what they just said, heart attacks and everything else. And that's not even the another thing. Another thing that came out was here, and Dr. Mercola was reporting this, just came out, less than a week. Millions take this for irritable bowel syndrome, but new data raises serious concerns. That's the title of his article. And he does the medical reviews, strictly medical reviews. Some of the most widely used treatments, says the doctor, for irritable bowel syndrome are doing more harm than patients realized. A large-scale study, listen to this, analyzing the data from over 600,000 individuals, found that people with IBS, irritable bowel, who used antidepressants had a significantly higher risk of death compared to those who did not. And he goes on, antidepressants are frequently prescribed off-label for IBS to help manage pain and gut-brain signaling. But the findings raise serious concerns. Medical researchers observed that the longer these drugs were used, the higher the associated risk, with repeated prescriptions linked to a steady increase in mortality. Mortality means death.
And can you repeat? Now, go back and repeat that one thing, honey, that last sentence.
Okay. Researchers observed that the longer these drugs were used, the antidepressants, the higher the associated risk, with repeated prescriptions linked to a steady increase in mortality, death. Other issues, including higher rates of cardiovascular problems, obesity, suicide, were much more common among the users, as reported just this last week in News Medical. And this is the unbelievable about these antidepressant drugs, that what they do, and they're talking about irritable bowel syndrome. We've discussed the importance don't use the antidepressants, do the acetyl L-carnitine. Alive and Well has the best, highest potency and the greatest price. But also, I want you to talk about, when we're talking about irritable bowel, how many people have come in and found everything so much better with Super Digestizyme?
Hundreds, okay. Super, again, folks, I've said this many times, and maybe you're tired of hearing it, but when you're 70 years old or 60 years old or 50 years old, you're not 18 anymore. What does that mean? Well, you don't have the sex drive. You don't have the muscle strength. You don't have the mental quickness. You don't have any of the things that youth gives you. Youth also gives you excellent digestion. A six-year-old child never has esophageal reflux. Did you ever think of that? But everybody over 50 years of age has an occasional esophageal reflux, or a sour burp, or gassy farty, or constipation, or any kind of gastrointestinal complication.
So can I ask you one thing before you go on until you can define the thing? Because, again, they were talking about inflammatory bowel disease, IBS, and when you don't digest the food, the undigested food causes lesions in the gut and irritation and holes in the gut and all of those, and causes toxic chemicals to build up, right, dear?
Couldn't have said it better.
Well, but the irritable bowel, just what they were addressing and using these terrible stuff, but can be addressed by taking the right form of perfect digestion.
If you don't digest your food, it rots.
Right.
That's what gives you the burp and the fart.
And the pain.
And the pain, and the bleeding, and the diarrhea, and the constipation. You don't digest as effectively as a six-year-old child. So what you might want to do is what holistic physicians have been saying for God knows ever. I first became aware of natural health 60 years ago. And that is, take a digestive enzyme. You don't make the enzymes you did when you were younger. So your food doesn't function, doesn't get digested like it did when you were younger. So take a digestive enzyme, and you don't have the burps and the farts, and you don't have the gassy distension, you don't have the pain, you don't have the intolerance for foods, you don't have all the negative aspects of eating something you enjoyed many years ago. I love that food, but it doesn't agree with me anymore.
That's right.
It doesn't agree with you because the food didn't change. You change.
Right. And when the food doesn't get digested, and when it rots in the gut, it gives off inflammatory chemicals and all kinds of bacteria and viruses and everything.
Negative bacteria and putrefaction.
Right.
And that's what causes all the complications. Lack of digestion. By using a Super Digestizyme capsule with each meal, that's all it takes. And you digest your food like you're 6 years old or 18 years old or 30 years old, but you don't digest your food like you're 55. You don't digest your food like you're 75. You digest your food instead of turning it into gas and discomfort. You get the nutrients from your food. Maldigestion is bad nutrition absorption. You don't get the nutrient content. So What you might want to do is this. Get a bottle of Super Digestizyme and drink water all day long. But about 15 minutes before you're going to eat food, stop drinking any amount of liquid. A sip here, a sip there. Yes, that's fine. But any amount washes away whatever pre-digestive enzyme production your body makes. What makes you hungry? A little feeling in your tummy that says, I'm hungry. Well, that little feeling is then caused by digestive enzymes which start to build up. And it makes you feel hungry, so you eat. But if you drink a glass of water, you can go another hour or so before ever getting hungry again. So your first bite of food, chew it thoroughly, says the doctors, as you normally would. It's all mushed up with saliva. Don't wash it down with water or beer or wine or anything else. Let's chew it and let the saliva do its job. And then you get the impulse to swallow, but don't swallow. Add the enzyme to your mouth. And with your tongue, mush it around with the food and saliva, which is slipperier and thicker and pushes better than water. Swallow it without chewing it, and you digest your meal. And you don't have the discomfort. You don't have the misery. You don't have the embarrassment of letting one slide. Everybody turning away from you. You digest your food like you're 6 years old, 18 years old, or 29 years old.
Which is great. And then you heal your gut. It heals beautifully. It works beautifully. And you know, I'm always thrilled in another area also, because, but everybody hearing this should be taking acetyl L-carnitine. Everybody, for the brain, the heart, etc., and not using those terrible drugs, as these doctors say, and the clinical trials have proven, the antidepressants are what they do in death, even in young people. Well, what's always exciting is learning a new thing about, a nutrient. I knew very much about glutamine because it always impressed me, even when I was young, because Atkins, and having discovered that glutamine stopped cravings for sweets, and that's why it helped people be slimmer. It gave them much more energy. Athletes used it because it makes up muscle mass and prevents the breakdown of muscle mass, which is wonderful. That's why they always use that, because it's anabolic and anti-catabolic, meaning in exercise, there's a build anabolic, but there's a catabolic, a breakdown of the muscle too. And glutamine prevents that. So it builds the muscle. It stops the cravings. And that's why it became a main thing even used in Alcoholics Anonymous, okay? In their booklet, to stop cravings for alcohol, which is a sugar. And it was so amazing. But here's a new thing. You'll want to make sure just get this in. Again, reported by Dr. Joseph Mercola about the clinical trials quoted. Glutamine is the most abundant amino acid in your body. So supports tissue repair, immune function, and energy production. But it also helps protect your eyes from vision loss. Medical research shows your eyes rely on glutamine to fuel photoreceptors, the light-sensing cells in the retina, making it a key nutrient for long-term visual health. I didn't know that. When glutamine metabolism is disrupted, photoreceptors degenerate rapidly, triggering harmful stress pathways that accelerate and speed up retinal thinning and increase the risk of blindness. Medical studies demonstrate, says the doctor, that restoring glutamine balance calms cellular stress, preserves retinal thickness, and keeps eye cells alive. New strategies for preventing eye disease. That's so important.
Again, nutrients build life.
That's right.
And drugs reduce symptoms.
That's right. And we get you all this wonderful information at Alive and Well. You can get all of our services, the 808-877-4950. If you want the food all ready for you, even at the cafe, just call us. We'll have it ready for you when you say, very quickly. And remember, too, you can call the 877-4950. Set up a time to sit and talk in a comfortable area. Dennis and I, we're not, or me, not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't charge anything. Never have. But share information like this about doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials, but set up a time so we're not with somebody else. That's very good. 877-4950, or with any of our services, mailing, shipping, you name it. It's all there. Alive and Well is there for you at that. And don't forget the fabulous, terrific Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Can't forget that. I can't live without that.
That's yummy,
really
yummy.
Good. That's
sure.
Really terrific. Absolutely.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, just one more time, that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.